Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. And do you ever feel like your life is a season of just kind of like being in the desert, where life is just really hard and a real struggle? And I know for a lot of people, it's like that right now. And today we're going to be talking about that with Stephanie Winslow. She's a frequent guest on Hope Is Here. Been on lots of times over the last couple of years. She is an author, a speaker, a blogger, and she recently started something new called Morning Cup of Hope. Stephanie, thanks for joining us from the great state of Missouri, the St. Louis area. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about this Morning Cup of Hope before we get into your recent article that you wrote about the being in the desert, blessings in the desert. So tell us about this Cup of Hope that you're doing in the mornings.
The Morning Cup of Hope is an effort to share transparent hope with men and women across the world. Hopefully it's a YouTube channel that I've started and trying to grow that audience, but mainly it's a verse. We talk about a verse in the morning and just spend time praying the verse over the people who are watching and interacting with me and believing that God's word is true and we can cling to his promises. And I call it transparent hope because hope is that it has to be transparent, and it's not always easy to live in hope, and so we need to be real about that, and so just walking alongside of people as they strive to live in hope.
Well, I love it, Joe. Your ministry is called Ascent to Hope, and it's one of the things we have in common. Well, I've had you on Hope Is Here frequently, and you recently wrote an article on April 7th called Blessings in the Desert, and you talked about, you know, at the beginning of the article that in the desert places of our life, it's uncomfortable, challenging, and can be a real struggle. But you also said that there can be blessings to be found, and I guess that's the first question I want to ask you is, can there really be blessings when we're in the desert seasons of life?
Yes, I guess, and, you know, how do I know that? It's because I've been living in the middle of a desert for several months now. When, you know, my family has walked through losing my brother, who was 39, and then now we actually had our car stolen a couple of weeks ago, and the week that this blog came out, our car was stolen, and then my mom was just recently diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and so walking through all these things, they feel so heavy, and but God has consistently brought people, brought his word, brought these oasis places in our lives to remind us of his goodness and his truth. And there have been true blessings come out of them in just ways that are even hard to describe.
Well, you talked about in the article that, you know, the desert is an opportunity to kind of approach all of life from a refined perspective, and you just shared just some really, you know, painful personal things that you've dealt with, and man, when we do that, it helps us to really either kind of become bitter and turn away from God or draw closer to God, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I think absolutely the desert helps us to refocus our energy and our thoughts and how we're spending our time. You know, even the COVID virus and the quarantine, I think for a lot of us has reset our eyes on what really matters and getting focused back on our family and focused back on God because things are uncertain. But the funny thing is things are always uncertain. We just like to live believing that we know what tomorrow holds, but we never do. So I think the virus and other deserts that we walk through just expose truly how fragile our life is and how little control we really have over it, but how good and faithful and trustworthy our God is.
Well, that's a great reminder. And, you know, you talked about in the article there that you wrote that really would encourage people to check out. It's called Blessings in the Desert. You can go to Stephanie's website, stephaniewinslow.com. If you're driving, we'll have all her contact information on the podcast at hopeishere.today. But, you know, you talked about how things can be going really well in our lives, and then maybe one phone call or in one meeting of decisions that's made, it can change everything, can it?
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, just this last couple of weeks, it's, for me, I walked out my garage and getting ready to get in my car, and my car was gone. You know, that, like, it's, in a moment, your life can change, and in a moment, you get a diagnosis. In a moment, someone takes their final breath, and so it's recognizing that, you know, God is with us through all of those things, and He is that oasis, like I said. But the oasis really journeys with us. God is always with us, each and every step we take. It's just, where are we placing our focus? Are we placing our focus on the issue and the trial and the struggle? Are we placing the God who holds the answer and holds the healing and holds the recovery and holds the truth and in our eternity in the palm of His hand? Where are we placing that focus?
Well, you did such a great job of talking about the oasis in the desert in this article. And the thing I liked, you addressed the question that, you know, the desert does exist in our lives, but you said it doesn't have to consume us. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think when we're, you know, walking through a desert, it's really easy to let the fear and the worry and the anxiety and just the not knowing how things are going to pan out, or even thinking about all of the worst possibilities that could happen, those thoughts, our mind can really take over and grab hold of our spirit and try to control us and take our eyes and our focus off of Christ. And so therefore we live in a way that is not very life-giving or hopeful. But again, when we understand that if I can exist in an oasis in the middle of the desert, and though the desert surrounds me and I'm walking through it, I can live at rest and I can live in peace. I can live knowing where the source of my life comes from, and that no matter what happens in my life, God is in control, and God is the one who gives me life and brings hope and restoration and healing and all of these things. No matter what, He's always there with me.
Well, I love you put Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 7 in this article that you wrote, and you said, "The Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hands. He has watched over your journey through the vast wilderness. These 40 years the Lord your God has been with you, and you have not lacked anything." And God really, even though it's been written over 2,000 years ago, it's still true for us today, isn't it?
It is. I think about these desert seasons of our life, and then I think and reflect back on the Israelites, and it makes me feel kind of wussy, you know, in a way that, like, I go through these desert seasons, maybe months long, or maybe even a year long, or 2 years long, and then recognizing that the Israelites walked through this desert for 40 years, it just blows my mind that God did not allow them. It says in the Bible, "You have lacked nothing." He didn't lack anything. So knowing that in our lives too, He's not going to allow us to lack anything when we're walking in His truth and walking in His promises. He will surround us with just what we need. And even if it's not what we think we need, He knows what we need, and He's always faithful to provide that. the provision, whether it's comfort or peace, you know, no matter what the need is, tangible or emotional or spiritual, He knows. He knows us better than we know ourselves, and He will be faithful to provide that.
Just tuned in. We're talking with Stephanie Winslow. She is an author. She is a speaker. She has a morning program on YouTube that we'll encourage you to check out. We'll have all her contact information on our website, hopeishere.today. You can check that out. We'll encourage you to subscribe to her blog and go to stephaniewinslow.com for all of that. We're talking about her article that she wrote recently called Blessings in the Desert, and she has shared earlier she has definitely been walking through a desert with a lot of personal challenges going on. And yet one of the things I loved is you started to wrap the article up. You encourage people to say, you know, we can always find blessing in our lives if we take time to review and reflect. Talk a little bit about that, Stephanie.
Yeah, so reflecting is, and again, a practice that the Israelites did, setting up stones like Ebenezers, and they were always encouraged, God encouraged them to reflect back on what He had done so that when they're walking through the desert in the future, they can look back and see, well, God was faithful then, so I know He'll be faithful today, and I know He'll be faithful in the future. And but if we don't take time to pause and reflect and think about how God was faithful in our past, we will quickly forget that He will be faithful today. And we can rest assured that He will be faithful today. And my husband always says that I live in the past and in the future. I vision for the future, and I reflect a lot in the past. And I know that's not something that a lot of people or some people enjoy doing or spend time doing, but I tend to live a lot in the past of looking back and seeing, and it, for me, it is so instrumental in my personal walk with God, is when I can look back and see through the hard times God was there, and connecting all of the dots of how He walked me through. And my job is to be faithful and obedient today. Take a step today and be obedient with what He's asking me to do today, and then He will order those steps going forward. And I just have to believe and trust and be obedient to what He's asking me to walk through with Him.
Well, you definitely have modeled that. I've been following your life, your blogs for the past 2.5 years, and from losing your brother last year and, you know, his late 30s to your mom now with ovarian cancer. And I didn't realize, you know, about your car being stolen. I missed that here recently. So just a lot of challenges going on. But I love how you always push us back towards Jesus during those seasons of life. And you also wrote a really good Bible study that's really, really blessed me, is Sent to Know Him. And it's really, really blessed me. And if people want to get a copy of that, what's the best way for them to do that, Stephanie?
You can go to my website, stephaniewinslow.com, and you can download an ebook version of it there, or the easiest way to order a hard copy is through Amazon.
All right. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for being with us. Look forward to seeing you in the morning on your YouTube channel, and they also can go to your Facebook page and watch. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
All right. That is Stephanie Winslow. I want to encourage you to check out her website, stephaniewinslow.com. If you want to get a little encouragement in the morning, she has a cup of hope where she breaks down scripture a little bit and talks a little bit about that, has some prayer time. So just lots of great things there to help fill your spiritual tank. Check her out, stephaniewinslow.com. My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.